Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome. I'm in. Hello, hello.
All right, hold on a minute.
Yeah, no problem.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve a bout and you can't make a run. Those wooden and mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
And welcome to Roundtable Thursday night with myself, Peter Ryder, and Rissa Hood, and tonight's very special guest, Mr. John, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, against Governor Cook out there. And I tell you what, the winds up here are howling like crazy, and it's messing up the internet, so I'm not in there, so I apologize ahead of time. Hey, Russell, hey, Virgil, how y'all doing, brothers?
All right, man.
All right.
Can y'all hear me? How are you, my friend? Oh, yeah, we can hear you, Russell Virgil.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I can hear everybody too. This is great.
All right.
I'm excited.
Thank you for joining us, man. I've been itching to have you on here for a long time and everything and stuff. Russell, put away the Jumanji board. Letting all the crazy stuff. Put away that Jumanji board, man. You're letting all the crazy stuff out. Anyway, I tell you what, there's some good right up in Georgia.
Joseph,
and we're glad.
Joseph,
yeah.
Joseph, you're breaking up so badly, man. We're catching about every third word.
Okay, I kind of figured that would happen. The wind's blowing, messing everything up over here, so I apologize and everything. But I do welcome Jonathan Garcia here. And there's some good candidates up there in Georgia we're going to be bringing on the show as we get closer to the election. So, Jonathan, why don't you let our audience know who you are and what area you're running in over there.
My name is Jonathan Garcia. I'm running for governor for the state of Georgia. I'm just the average blue-collar worker that got tired of everything going on in Georgia, I've seen for at least a good 5 years where everything was going. So I started up my own truth channel on Facebook, SHTF Reports, and that's what got me fired up and running. But I've been a patriot for a good while now, and I've been standing my ground for those that needed, the extra push to make sure that they're
perfect. That's right.
So,
I know, and I know you're going to be there at the rally this coming up next week, and everything with the rest of us is going to be there. Can't wait to meet you. And everything, and I know we had Michael Bogus on the show the other day up here. So, but anyway, why don't you tell us? You know, we're seeing a lot of things that Kemp has done, and we know he's a rhino, and everything with this new law that he's passed in for the illegals there, with the driver's license stuff. Would you reverse any of that once you get into office or anything? Or,
well, I'll be repealing a lot of things. One would be that. Also, having to do with what I started out with was wanting to have true constitutional carry here in the state of Georgia. That means that it shall not be infringed. That means that everything that we currently know as asking for permission shall be done away with. If you don't stand with the Second Amendment, you just don't see, what the dead letter is saying,
Exactly. And so you would be, you would concur with the fact that every gun law, however you want to call it, passed since the Dix Act of 1906 is an illegal and unconstitutional law. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. Definitely. On top of what a lot of people don't know about is the Titles of Nobility Act. And it had to be ratified by the New Hampshire state. And it was actually recognized and finally ratified by New Hampshire state, but it was also a part of the Virginia Constitution, which is the proper 13th Amendment, and Georgia was one of them that voted to ratify the true 13th Amendment, which is the Titles of Nobility Act. So, it goes deep, and there's a lot of things as far as getting back what he was talking about. Making a lot of headway on that type of stuff. You got to all that stuff is an infringement. It's a big old spider web. of
yes, there it is. Yeah. It is. And the problem I run into when I talk to people and stuff like that, I said, do you support the Second Amendment? And, well, yeah, I support the Second Amendment, but there is no but in the Second Amendment, okay? There is none. Nowhere in the Constitution, anywhere, any part of it, inclusive of the Second Amendment or anywhere else, does it say that the government or any governmental body, whether it be federal, state, what, local, whatever, has the right to take away anybody's rights permanently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Even so during a coronavirus.
You're a bad guy. Let me finish, Joseph. You're a bad guy. You get busted.
I know what vein you're going in. I know exactly what vein you're going in. But the militia was never supposed to be federalized.
No, no, I'm not talking about the militia. I'm talking about the average Joe on the street, okay? Here's Joe.
Right.
He goes to work every day and stuff. He makes a mistake, does something stupid, gets sent to prison, right? Well, he comes out of prison. He's lost his right to bear arms. He's lost his right to vote. He's lost all his inalienable rights because the government said so. You show me anywhere in the Constitution where it says government has the right to take anybody's liberty or rights away from them permanently.
Exactly. And that's what I'm talking about. See, it doesn't say that the government had ever had the right to federalize the militia. And that's the problem. With the Dix Act, that's what they did. And then on top of that, since the militia, which is we the people, in their eyes, it's federalized, then you have to reverse that and repeal that act mm-hmm. to make sure that we the people stay we the people and not we the people for the federal government, because we don't work for the mm-hmm. federal government. The federal government works for us. And that's the reason
exactly.
why. And that's the reason why the Titles and Nobility Act is important.
Yeah, yeah, I concur with that 100%. And that's one thing that it is so hard. I don't know, just give me your thoughts on it when I finish this, please, sir. But it is so hard to make people understand that. When people refer to those assholes in Washington, D.C. as our leaders, I want to laugh. They're not our leaders. They're our fucking employees, and they haven't done their job, some of those assholes, for 30 years, all right? People need to wake up and understand we don't bow to them. They don't direct
right.
us. They work for us, all right? And if they ain't working mm-hmm. for us, which they haven't done for decades, we need to reset the whole government. We need to march up there and remove all of them, because I tell you what, you're not going to fix what's going on in the United States right now at the ballot box. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say that to a certain extent, yeah, you're wrong.
Okay.
And the reason why, I'm just going to say to a certain extent, you're wrong. Because there still is a chance to reverse that, but it's state to state. But
mm-hmm.
you have to wake up with the people to understand that there are things out there that have been done to us, such as the hiding of the Titles and Nobility Act, which would make everything. Do you know what a barrister is?
Yes.
Okay. All these people who are barristers up there that have been writing all these laws and all these legislators up there who are a part of the bar registry.
Uh huh.
They don't have no. If they don't have no. What's it called? They have no.
No authority.
No authority. Yeah, they really don't have no authority when you actually institute the Titles of Nobility Act, because
mm-hmm.
it says that anybody that takes a title or an emolument in the true sense, that they cannot be writing any laws. They can't even hold a judicial seat as to we the people. And
thank
what they're
you.
Doing.
Thank you. I've been saying that. Thank you, John. Thank you.
Yeah.
And this is the reason why I'm a threat to the him.
Okay, well, understandable, but you're sitting there and you're telling me you truly believe in your heart that we can, I mean, with everything that's popped up over the last 3 years and everything that we've watched happen since Reagan, I mean, the systemic corruption through and through, federal government, state governments, the whole nine yards, I mean, and the systemic corruption is just blatantly obvious. They've gotten so blatant with it, they don't even try to cover it up anymore. And you honestly believe that can be fixed at the ballot box?
Yes. And I'm going to tell you
to
why.
To a point. I have to say to a point, okay. Jonathan, because we've argued this for a long time. The way things are now, we're going to have to cut it out. We can't vote it out. We're going to have to cut it out like a cancer. That's what Trump's
right.
been saying, too. You know.
Correct. And this
well,
is
know,
the
and,
way to set everybody up.
Okay, I'm going to let you, I want to hear your answer to that, but I want to add to that statement I made. Now, elected officials, yeah, you can probably do something with that, but it is these entrenched bureaucrats, a.k.a. the deep state, that are really running things. We saw how much power they actually have over the last 3 years, and your voting is not going to fix that. So go ahead, give me your answer, please, sir.
I'm going to say that we've seen how much the deep state actually has power over we the people by what we've seen in the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all have went in hiding, basically, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Those that knew what was going on were telling people about this stuff for at least over 5 to 8 years, at least. And then
yeah.
you had people, William Cooper, and you had everybody else saying that, hey, there is a problem, and the people that are promoting this problem, you know, they use a problem reaction solution.
Mm-hmm.
They create the problem. They wait for your reaction, which in this case, 3 months ago, was everybody ran. So their solution was everybody needs to get vaccinated. Everybody needs to get a test. Everybody needs to shelter in place. Everybody needs to do their job and to stay home to save a life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what a part of the 10th Amendment do they not understand? Because it went from, you know, in the 10th Amendment, it's we the people, the state, then the federal.
Mm-hmm.
But the federal does basically in the opposite of in the balance that what we the people say that the Constitution, then it flows down from the federal to the to we the people, but it has to be constitutional. Correct?
Right.
Okay.
Virgil, you got
so,
anything you want to say in there? You're awful quiet, brother.
So.
Oh,
but,
no, I'm just listening. I'm going to let the man go ahead.
Okay. But to tie this all into one thing, we see how deep the parasite is in our government. Now, as far as marching on any capital or anything like that, the reason why I'm saying that it's not a F-all is because now that we the people know that what's been done and everything that is out there and how everything and those that are waking up at the end, they have to be brought along to understand that, okay, if you put somebody as a governor, as a lieutenant governor, and as you put the in Senate and in the House of Representatives on state, whether that's a state level or even a federal level, there still is a chance. Now,
mm-hmm.
what what I was going to say about what Trump did was he exposed all them. How did he expose all them? Because he said, I cannot do nothing unconstitutionally. I am not going to be a dictator, and that's not what I'm here for. But I will leave it up to the governors to do what they need to you know, act in an executive way over their state.
And they fell for it.
Yes, and they did. So all these governors that need to be voted out, like Kemp, that's where you put in patriots. That's where you put in people that are constitutionalists, like myself.
John, we said this for several months that, you know, Trump set this up like that. He's like, you know, damned if you don't, you know. So he's like, okay, let them hang themselves.
Exactly. He gave them so much rope. And see, here's the deal on this, though, too. Okay? This is the long game. All right? Look how much stuff is coming out where the Google police are the Gestapo of Facebook and YouTube. Okay? Mm-hmm. What they did was they've been banning everything having to do with speaking anything alternatively to the narrative of the plandemic.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So how much of a threat are we the people to the plandemic? And the John Birch Society talked about this a long time ago as far as the pulling out from underneath America, the rug. How much of a problem are we the people to the actual deep state and establishment and everything else out there?
I'll answer that. We're a big threat because, you know, they haven't confiscated all the guns yet. We still outnumber them.
Well,
we're still a threat.
Correct.
Go ahead, Russell.
I'd have to disagree with that. They are so entrenched and so confident that they can ruin anybody they want to at the go that they want to. And I believe a big part of this, the way this COVID-19 was played up, of course, it's a very real thing. People have died. The numbers you see out there are absolutely false numbers. You can go to the CDC website itself and look it up. And the actual cases that have been confirmed to have been COVID-19 deaths are about 30% of the number they're throwing out there. All right, these people are as stringent as they've ever been, and they fear we the people in no way, shape, or form. They consider us to be peasants. They rule over.
Correct. Let me interject this real quick about what you just said about the CDC. They just had to walk back all the numbers from 65,000, and this is where we the people should be pissed off. They shut down everything from their fake numbers that had 65,000 at first, and they walked their numbers back to 37,000 of actual deaths.
It's now down to 30,000. They dropped it down. So
that's justifiable. We the people need to be pissed. We need to be asking some damn questions. That's it. You want to know what the revival of 1776 looks like, or having the resurrection of George Washington or Benjamin Franklin and all them would look like? Shoot.
Here's the thing, Jonathan. Because the businesses, none of this had needed to happen in the first place. Nothing should have happened. None of it. I've read a bunch of articles on everything, should have been done.
Well,
correct.
Now, you well, yes and no. I'm kind of on the fence on that because President Trump is not a doctor or anything like that, and he would know this guy Fauci was the shit when it came to pandemics and virology and stuff like that. Well, it turned out that he's hooked to Bill Gates, the rest of the elite, and this guy came in there with models that were so far wrong. I mean, they were something like out of Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Right now, you're sitting there, the President of the United States, right? And you got to do something. So the first thing you're going to do is try to protect as many lives as you can. I do not blame President Trump for making the decision he did.
He made the decision he did,
and the states went out of control from there with their stupidity. All right?
I guarantee you, the elitist China
and the deep state set this in motion to try to bring down President Trump, and nobody will ever convince me any different because the facts are too coincidental for it not to be true.
Exactly.
Yes, Russell. Oh, yes, 100%. You see that doctor that was advising him? That doctor was advising him. He must be one hell of a proctologist because he sure pulled a lot of facts out of his ass.
Hold on. But this is how deep this goes, though. On top of that, what he was saying, all right, so Trump had in his mind the original model, and then Trump walked it back when he found out the original model was wrong. And then Trump even came out and said that the World Health Organization was basically sorry, in his words. Okay? So now, though, that off of that, all right, you have a reporter, right? The reporter asked Trump about the 3.7 million that Fauci got from the Obama administration, and Trump's ears perked up. Why? Because he was like, wow, even the fake news knows this.
Right. I remember that, right? Yep, I remember that reporter.
Okay.
And that was CNN.
This is everything going back to the John Birch Society. We got Robert Welch going back to the 60s.
Okay.
You got the siphoning of America's wealth going out the window. And like China said, and they're just the willful idiots, basically, because they don't. The fact is, they're being used too. Because guess what? Everything to bring down America has been to disrupt the sovereignty, if not destroy the sovereignty, our republic, and it's basically been to the siphoning of all these programs to have America's wealth go here, there, and everywhere, to the tune of 23 trillion out there. And then what would be the catalyst to actually, you know, break a stock market, you know, when it's doing good?
Yeah, Russell, I think it was Virgil Russell was talking about that.
A pandemic.
Well, and you get back to the, you get back to that point. You have to ask this, okay? We just sit here and discuss this, the CDC numbers, right? And I don't care which network you tune to, MSLSD, CNN, Fox, or whoever, they're still throwing these bogus numbers out there every day.
Yeah.
70,000 dead. What? They're not smart enough to click on the CDC website and look at the fucking numbers? Why are they still pushing what is known to be a fraudulent lie now? I mean, this is the kind of shit
because
that makes
you want me to tell you why,
an American patriot and scratch your head and go, what the fuck, over?
Do you guys remember Tokyo?
You want to know why, Russell?
Go ahead, Virgil.
Because 95% of America is just like a blind man sitting down at a poker table. That's why.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Lay it on us, Virgil. What's the punchline?
You know, a blind man at a poker table. All right. Guaranteed to lose every time. Guaranteed to lose every time, and then he gripes and bitches about he lost all his money. You know, it's a
I lost you, Virgil.
Right. So tell us, Jonathan.
If the cat's away, if the cat's away, the mice will play.
Exactly.
They will get you out of house and home.
So tell us, Jonathan, if you were governor right now, how would you handle that up there in Georgia? Would you handle things differently, or?
Yeah, I would have definitely handled it more holistically. And I'm for promoting holistic health here in Georgia, not just the average, you know, big pharma plan. That's not the, which will probably get me in trouble a little bit, but we have so many, back in the day, maybe about like less than 5 years ago, we had at least, we had a whole bunch of holistic health doctors just come up, dead for some crazy reason or missing. So, the federal government, there's agencies out there that cannot stand when somebody says they have a cure for something, because when you say you have a cure for something, that means that that you're putting, you're taking money out of their pocket. So
exactly. I am so glad you said that, Jonathan. That is such a big, huge issue that we all as Americans should be raising nine kinds of hell. Okay, these same assholes that sold us our job to China for profit, aka I don't care what you're building, swizzle drizzles or our drugs, our pharmaceutical, 90% of our shit's made in China. Those people are lining their pockets with money. And the same people sitting in D.C. right now that says they're going to fix this are the same assholes that sold us to China. So you tell me what the hell's going to happen there to fix that shit. All right? And you want to talk about a friggin' racket, I tell you what, if Al Capone was alive, he'd be drooling like a hungry dog for a bone looking at this racket.
This is gonna be the realest radio show you ever had. And I'm gonna tell you why. And this is what burnt me up when I was studying herbalism. Herbology. Think about what's been done to the U.S., all right? Now, you have years ago, right, McDonald's shows up, Taco Bell shows up, all these fast food chains show up, right? They were using beef that didn't have hormones in them. They didn't have any of that stuff, right? But at a certain point, when certain agencies stepped in, they said, yeah, you could pump your your beef up with hormones to get more of a yield, you know, to cut costs. You can do this and do that, okay? You can basically make it to get more crops, you know. You want to kill your the pests and everything like that. Let's just put out there the chemical for Agent Orange on crops to kill insects. That was Monsanto. Okay, so all these fast food chains, all these pesticide organizations and stuff like that have been putting carcinogens in our food for years.
Yeah.
For years.
Yeah.
Why is there such a big increase on heart disease? Well, you sold us the Whopper. You sold us the Big Mac. And look what they're made of. How many exposés we had on what, you know, the never-ending fries that never even deteriorate because of the, not the epoxy, it's the silicone that's put in them.
Mm-hmm.
Why is silicone in our French fries? Why is, they get us on going in, and then they get us with going out. So they get you on eating, you know, what's bad for you, that'll kill you fast. Now, on the other end, they're like, well, since you want to fight this and you want to fight that, we got a big old war on heart disease, cancer, and what have you. But how did it start? It was at the beginning. What mm-hmm. goes in?
Right.
And
you know what? That's an excellent point Jonathan made, but I must confess, like I said, Jonathan is 100% right, but I must confess that I am a really, really big fan of the Jack in the Box Super Taco and whatever that fucking mystery meat is they throw in that shit.
Right. Mine is Lake Water Burgers up here.
Oh, Russell, we're immune from that. Remember? We're immune from that. We used to eat barbecued pork out of the cans, man, in the field. We're immune from that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I'm sure those little sea rat eggs, it was just eggs. Or was it eggs and ham? I don't remember, but you pop the top on that little pad, man, and that shit be the prettiest little light green you ever seen in your life, man. And you shove that shit down. Had enough to search.
That's right.
Virgil and I go.
My question.
Virgil and I go outlive cockroaches. We've got.
Well, my question.
Oh, yeah.
My question on that.
Where you think Dr. Seuss got the story from? Green eggs and ham. Where do you think he got the story from?
Spoiler green.
Well, my question on that, Virgil Russell, was it glowing green? Was it glowing at the time?
It was like a prairie parsley green, just a nice kind of light yellowish green, very very pretty.
That might have been the miracle burger that they're trying to produce
right.
now with the toy. You know?
Yeah.
Right, right.
Jeez. See, but there's this is just a tangent, an off-the-wall tangent. Think about, okay, so if they've been pumping this up for years now, think about it with the Cerveza bug out there. You got them killing poultry. Eliminating poultry farms, eliminating beef cattle farms. So,
and let me
vegetable
tell you,
farm.
My family, we have 1,100 acre ranch that we run 300 head of Brangus cattle on. And what you are seeing happening right now is an absolute full fledged frontal assault to take the family farm and the family ranches down.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to give all this to corporate farms, corporate ranches, and they will
mm-hmm.
regulate how much meat is available and what you're going to pay for it. And when the government says, you know what, we need to have a shortage, you're going to have a shortage. This whole COVID-19 thing is just a full frontal assault on the republic
mm-hmm.
that we are here in the United
mm-hmm.
States. And please stop calling us a democracy because we are not. We are a constitutional republic.
Look,
right.
Let's go.
That's right. And Russell, I'm going to tell you what. They got some dairy farmers fighting back on this because I saw, I watched a clip of it. I saw a farmer up in Pennsylvania. He's bottling his own milk at his dairy, and he's selling it. They have cars lined up for miles buying milk from him.
Same thing here in New Mexico. The cow farmers are now getting to where they're going to sell their beef to the public, not in the stores.
And guess what, Russell? Guess what? In the great state of Texas, this morning, I actually got to sit down in a huddle house and eat breakfast. Inside. Didn't have to get to go. Inside. Can you believe that?
I'll be doing that in Atlanta, Georgia next week.
Look, I was having Waffle House withdrawals.
Well, Virgil, I think you should feel guilty about that, because that most definitely must have been white privilege.
Hey, Jonathan, I did got to ask. Are bar shops open there in Georgia?
Say it again.
I gotta have my pilot coffee in the morning when I'm driving this truck. And I stopped at a pilot and had the huddle house. So I'm thinking, you know, they was having to go orders. Mm. So I went in there and I looked around and I saw the lady. She came up to me, took my order. I said, I want a bacon, egg, cheese sandwich. So she said, is that for here or to go? I said, can I eat here? She said, yeah, we've got the tables spaced out certain.
Yeah, that was the thing of in my town, we had a Waffle House, but Waffle House, everybody took Waffle House. They went to Waffle House instead of Huddle House. But, yeah, we did have a Huddle House, but it didn't last long. And when Waffle House went out or went shut down for a little bit and was just taking to-go orders and stuff, oh, man, it was like the it was like World War III, like a zombie apocalypse. they had me hurting. I was going there for an All-Star every now and again. But, man, I was like, oh, for them, they never shut down. They're 24/7, even through holidays,
right.
You know.
Right.
And when I saw that, I was like, wow. This is just...
No, the reason why I asked, our barbershops here are still closed, and I definitely, when I touch down in Georgia, I'm going to a barbershop.
Shoot. What's her name? The barber out there in Texas, she just won her case, and then, this is the way God worked. You know, they gave her, you know, her bond and everything like that, and whatever, to fight the court case and everything. But her donation went from it was just originally just for 130 something thousand, and she broke 500,000 from being pissed off to that's our 10th Amendment. That's
well,
our stronger 10th Amendment.
The governor stepped in and said, you know what, I'll take her place. And I'll even pay her fine.
Lieutenant Governor did. Yeah.
And everything, you know.
Well, it turns out that judge was a racist Democrat, and he didn't demand that she pay a fine or anything like that. He demanded that she apologize for him for being a free person in the United States of America. And I will give that lady credit. She stood up and pretty much told that judge to go fuck himself.
Yeah,
oh,
pretty
yeah.
much, pretty much. We lost Virgil, so we lost him, so he'll call back in. But I mean everybody was stepping in, the governor up there, and so they dropped it. Now she's out. They don't know when she's going to get out, but they're going after that judge.
They're not good with him.
See, and that's my original point about these barristers. They have no obligation to serve we the people. They have no obligation to provide justice for we the people, and that's the reason why when you have the British aggregate registry, that these guys that are in there, they are not for we the people. They have no obligation to do anything
for
we the people, except for revenues.
Right. And what these Democrat governors don't understand, these executive orders are not law. They're not voted into legislation, or they're not law.
Correct.
So,
especially
you know,
unconstitutional. If they're unconstitutional,
so, you know,
it's not law.
I'm back.
Yeah. And that's where, and our governor, I don't know if you've heard, our governor of New Mexico, she's gone batshit crazy over here. And she's like, now she wants us to force vaccine on us. There's no vaccine. No, there's not even laid yet. And she wants us all vaccinated. We got to wear masks. She's going to keep us in here for another 30 days. We got that word out yesterday. Just found out. I found out months ago, and I've been bringing this up, and it finally caught attention. She's not even bonded, Jonathan. She's not bonded. She didn't sign
worse
the bond.
Worse than that, we got Governor Kemp over here, and he ain't even got a pair. And I'm going to tell you why he ain't got a pair. All right? Because he okayed, basically, which is another something unconstitutional, he okayed the CDC to go door-to-door in two counties to collect blood to figure out, which is a violation of even HIPAA,
oh, yeah.
To basically collect blood to see who has, if anybody has been exposed to COVID.
Mm-hmm. And they want it over here. They want to move. They're going to say that somehow they want to do it. They got a tracer on our phones to where if we're next to somebody, they're going to alert us and tell us. We're like, well, how the hell are you doing that? That's not legal.
Right.
You know?
That's up and down like butt crack. You cannot say
that's a very good point, Joseph, and I'm glad you said that.
You know?
But people don't understand this shit they're doing with all this tracking and shit now.
Mm-hmm.
You know where that goes directly back to and who?
Yep.
It goes back to George Bush. It goes back to George Bush, Bush 43, and the Patriot
mm-hmm.
Act, when they scared everybody with the deep
yep.
state attack called 9/11. And nobody has called bullshit on that Patriot Act other than there's one Senator, Rand Paul, and he's about the only one that I know that has really come out and called bullshit on that.
Yeah.
And
but
that is the most intrusive. That is the most intrusive and unconstitutional act probably ever passed in the history of our country. Do you agree or disagree with that, Jonathan?
But on top of that, though, and I don't disagree with that, but on top of that, to get to that point, you got the RICO Act that led us there. We got the War on Drugs and that led us there. We have the Civil Assets Forfeiture that
the
basically it finally got bitch slapped to say, hey, you can't do that now. But for many years, we had Civil Asset Forfeiture. We had the RICO Act, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
on top of that, now what everybody is not seeing is the Clinton Crime Bill. How does the Clinton Crime Bill target anybody? That was the first thing that led to the Patriot Act. And I'm going to tell you why.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
It called people at first, and minorities, it called them super predators, right? So
mm-hmm.
automatically, it made them in the same vein as a red flag law. They have no, what's it called? They're guilty until proven innocent. So when you got the now you got the RICO Act and you got the Civil Asset Forfeiture that's from the RICO Act. Now you got the Patriot Act, which basically says that everybody is to be treated like super predators. If you're Christian, you're conservative. If you're a patriot,
yep.
If you're militia, now you're all a now we're all a terrorist, right? For believing
right.
not just in the amendment, just for saying that we are a sovereign nation.
Yep.
And hey, back
that's
up.
Why
red line.
Yep.
Well, I'd like to say, Jonathan, that I agree wholeheartedly with every word you just said there. And I think you are 100% correct. But on that note, I do need to make a little bit of a concession to our listeners out there.
Go ahead.
I had a lot of fucking fun on the war on drugs in South America.
I bet you did.
I think you need to talk about that.
I agree with you heartily. I'm just making a concession there. Okay, we can move forward now.
But, well, you know, I mean, these are things, Johnson, that we've brought up on our show over the years, over and over, trying to educate everybody on this subject and everything. You know, even with this virus thing, me and Russell, we've been telling people about this for 5 years. For 5 years, we've been telling people about this.
And yeah, you go back and listen to some of our shows, and I tell you what, we told everybody they're going to pull something. They're going to pull something, and it's going to be something out of this world. It's going to be totally off the fucking wall. And we've been telling people this.
Yep.
Well, you think,
and we've been calling everything but the child of God.
And realistically, this COVID-19 thing is their last dying gasp of the latest New World Order. They had a frigging anal probe of our president for going on 4 years. And let me tell you, anybody that can take that kind of scrutiny and that kind of investigation for 4 years and you can't get nothing on him, that motherfucker's squeaky clean. I know I couldn't have that kind of scrutiny.
I'm going to go on record.
I got this little shine for you, Russell. You remember that dyke on the American soccer team, American women's soccer team? Okay, she had a commercial going out for this sports drink, all right? Was all over the TV. I was surprised to see it. Had a commercial for a sports drink. She came out in public on TV on CBS this morning and said that, yes, Joe Biden's sexual harassment claims need to be investigated. They pulled every one of her fucking commercials. They pulled every one of her commercials. Pulled every one of them.
Well, back to what he was saying about this virus being the one of the last straws. It's one of them, but it's not the last one. And I'm going to tell you why. Because don't we have a space military now that's being developed? So who's to say we don't go on lockdown because we have an alien invasion? Think about that.
That ship has already sailed, because if you look at Maxine Waters' face, there is no way that bitch was born on Earth. That's a million black operation right there.
No, she's the first one that was actually probed. she may have been probed.
And if you listen to AOC, she's got to be from the planet Moron. Guaranteed.
Oh, my God. That's deep space.
Same thing with Pelosi. I mean, you know, I don't know if she's a reptile or what, but that her face job is coming apart.
But y'all have left out the queen, the ruling queen of planet Moron, all right?
Oh,
our very own, Texas's very own, yes, sir, right here out of Houston, Texas, ladies and gentlemen, we have Sheila Jackson Lee.
Yeah,
You tell me that's a fucking earthling.
No.
Sheila Jackson Lee was put here to be the poster child for birth control. Okay.
But Virgil, what about Lightfoot? What about Light? You know, she's got to be an alien from Uranus.
that might have been Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren is officially, you know, big chief bull pussy from the Succotash tribe.
Right? right. Oh, my gosh, right?
More like the tribe.
But, you know, what people don't really understand, too, you know, Trump being president, he knows everything that's top secret. You know, who's to say he doesn't know that there's aliens out there? Why else would he build Space Force?
There was, you know? There was a lot of things that have been brung out when my awakening was about, like, 5 years ago. So with certain people being out there that they could not bring across these because they hacked a lot of things, there was a lot of things that were brought out that are way above the president. And so to say that in the vein, the deep state goes so many levels above the president. On top of, for
at least to say that they're not aliens.
Yeah, but the Federal Reserve said that the true position of the president is subservient to the Federal Reserve, and he came out and said that.
Wow.
Okay.
So where was everybody? We should all be nutting up.
Right.
Yeah. Well, okay. Somebody explain this to me, okay? And this guy served through Bush. I know the Bush administration and Obama administration. Okay. He's a self-proclaimed communist. Sheds no doubt about it. He was on the Saudi desk. He was the Saudi desk chief. He signed off on all the visas for the 19 attackers that came from Saudi Arabia, 9/11 deal. Then he becomes head of the CIA under Obama. So somebody explained to me how a self-avowed communist becomes head of our CIA in the United States of America. And we're talking about John Brennan. How in the hell does that happen? And how did he ever get a clearance?
We fell asleep. What happened?
I'm going to go on record and answer that. You want me to answer that?
Yeah, go for it, John.
Okay, it's called Golden Knee Pads. Golden Knee Pads, my friend.
I thought Amelia Harris was the only one.
Autographed, acknowledged, and signed by Kamala Harris.
Right.
Hey, Jonathan, you got to help us out here on the show. We're pushing for Joe Biden to pick Kamala Harris to be his running mate because we have the perfect $1 million plan to put in action. We're going to make up bumper stickers and T-shirts that say "Creepy Uncle Joe in the Hole 2020."
Yep.
What do you think, Jonathan? Is that $1 million idea or what?
That would be $1 million idea.
Yeah. With her on knee pads. With her on knee pads, by the way.
Yeah, y'all might have to reach out to her, man.
Oh, man, I tell you what. But anyway, it's getting close to that time. You guys want to continue, or do you want to call it early night, or...
I got a bunch of paperwork I got to do, and my mutts are going nuts. They're ready for their walk, so I'm going to have to bid y'all
adieu. Yeah, I can hear
them, Jonathan, Jonathan Garcia, it's absolutely been a pleasure. Love you guys. If there's anything we can do on this end to help with your campaign, please let us know, and we will bust chops to try to get it done for you, man. Thank you for joining the show. Love you, brother. Good luck out there.
All right. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah,
same
I'll definitely.
Thing. I'm going to try to get offloaded early and head home, so I'm going to call it a night.
All right. Be safe. Be careful. Hey, Russell, before you sign off, put the bungee board up. Please put it up. But rolling that dice, man. All right.
Don't worry, we didn't say nothing about Hillary Clinton. So.
Right. All right, Jonathan. All right. Man, it was a pleasure having you on the show, and we'll invite you up here again as we're getting closer to elections. You know, we're bringing a lot of good people on here that's running and stuff and everything. So, but I do look forward to seeing you next week up there in Atlanta.
Definitely. Hey, let me end on this, though, too, because Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
Right. Right. All right, everybody, we'll go ahead and sign off.
Wait a minute. Before we sign off, one last thing on what Jonathan just said. Yep. You know, isn't it amazing? We blow a terrorist leader up, man, and there's video of that shit everywhere in an hour's time, right? And here we go. And the cameras in Epstein's cell and stuff like that, we still don't have any video off that. Isn't that just amazing?
Yeah.
Boy, hey, Russell, you know they redid Epstein's autopsy, huh? Cause of death, COVID-19.
Right.
All right, yo, I'm going to get out of here.
All right, everybody. You can't be safe, be deadly. This is Gurney out.
You too, brother.
Amen.
All right, Jonathan, come back on the show.
Good night, America.
You are welcome to come up here, and I'll see you on the Christian show. Good night, everybody. Be safe out there, and watch out for the Jumanji board.
Take care, y'all.
Some of the guys out there look like me. They're kind of looking around.
Well, I got it.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. Makes me